We're going to start now. Perek Pasuk A goes like this. We started with a major party of 180 days. There was a party of Ahasuerus in the third year of his reign. We gave several classes on why he was doing it, where he was doing it, what the reason was. And here in Pasuk A it says, "Uvmelois hayamim ha'ela." When the 180 days ended, Asa Melech Chalam, he made the Melech made for the people of the city Hanimtsoyim that are found in Shushan Abira, Limigado Vat Cotton. Old to young, Mishta, party, Shivas Yom. 7 days, we'll ignore the last 5 words. Now, right away, before you start, you should know, how do you understand 180 days and 7 days? Machloikas in the Medrash, Rav and Shmuel. Are these 7 days the last of the 180 days? So the first party was 173, then add seven. Or is it 180 days the first party, and then add seven? Why? Because the Lashon is a little strange. Uvumalois hayam melu, when these days were finished. Normally, when you do a sequence of events, what the Torah does, it says, Acharayam, something like that. Here it's uvumalois hayam. So because it has this funny uvumalois hayam, it creates a machlokes Rav Shmuel. If it's going to be plus seven, or within the 180, it's going to be the seven. We spoke about different sheets of Rav Shmuel, which they will tie in, but not for now. Because we have to tie it into the parasha. Well, last week's parasha. So it says he made a party 180 days, so the people found the city. We're going to go on these 3 words now tonight. Lemigado v'ad kotim. Who was invited to the party from Shushan, who was found in the city? From the old people, lemigado, I think it's old, I don't know the English here. From the old to the young. That's what it says. Everyone from old to young was invited. So now, we're going to turn back to, we're still a little bit Vayera. We're going to turn to parasha Vayera to see if we have a phrase that might be similar when you're counting the people of a city, of a town, of a place. How you count them, how does the Torah use the phrase? So we have it like this. Parsha Vayera, the angels, plural, showed up to Lloyd's house. And they get into Lloyd's house, and they're having a party. And Lloyd's having a conversation with them. And in Perek Yates, he told them to wash their hands. Terem Yishkevu, before they fell asleep, Anshe'ir, Anshe'Sedoim, the people of Sedoim, what did they do? They gathered around the house. They gathered around the house. Now, we just said a minute ago, Lemigadol v'ad katan. So it says from old to young. What does it say over here? Who gathered around the house? It doesn't say Lemigadol v'ad katan. It says, Minar v'ad zaken. From nar, which is youth, to zaken to old. So by us it says, Lemigadol v'ad katan. It's a different phrase, gadol and katan. And here it says, Minar v'ad zaken. It's a different phrase. It's a double different phrase. It doesn't say Gadol and Katan, it says Nar V'Zaken. But not only it says Nar V'Zaken, it's reverse order. Over there it starts with old people to young people. It starts young people to old people. And this is not the only place now. That's when they gathered around in Pasuk Daled. Then what happens? They called out to Lloyd and they said, Lloyd, send out the angels. We want to do bad things. And Lloyd said, no, I'm going to send out my daughters. And they said, what's going to be here? And then it says the angels realized things were getting out of hand, as they say. Things were getting out of hand. And in Pasuk Yoz, it says, Vayishlchu Anoshim, these men, these angels, they stretched their hands out and they brought Lloyd back into the house and they closed the door. And what did they do with the rest of the people? Ves Anoshim, funny word, the people, Asher Pesach Habayis, who were standing outside the house, they hit them with blindness. Who did they hit with blindness here? Mikotan v'ad gadol. Here it says, Mikotan v'ad gadol. So the order is correct, young to old, but both words changed. Both words change. Originally, let's ignore Esther for a second. In Perek Yedalet, it's Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Yedalet. Pasuk Dalet calls them Minar Ad Zaken, and in Pasuk Yedalet, it calls them Mikotan Ad Gadol. So your first question has to be, obviously, we're sticking with the order of young to old, but why are we switching the words? Why is it changed from Nar to Cotton and Zaken to Gadol? What are you changing it for? And is this the same or not? So Rashi says, just to know, Rashi says in Pasuk Yedalef, Rashi says, by the way, why do we start with young then to old? Rashi says, since the young people began doing the Avera, they get punished first. So what Rashi's doing is, Rashi's saying that, when they gathered around the house, it was young and old, so they're punished as young and old, implying that it's the exact same people, young and old. Young and old started the problems, young and old get punished in that order as well. But then the question becomes extremely obvious. If it's the same exact people, then why switch their titles from Nar to Zaken to Katan to Gadol? Rashi doesn't answer that question. He's not giving the script. What do you want to say?
I was thinking later on with the Kriya Paman, when he wanted to destroy all the Jews, it was
And tafanoshim. But here now, so we're getting to this like this. The Kadmoinim on Esther asked this question. There's two questions in front of us. The Kadmoinim on Esther asks, why by Esther does it go from old to young? And over here, it goes from young to old. So once we're, now, what we're going to do now is, before we answer that question of the direction it's going into, we got to figure out what these words even mean. Because in the case of Loit, we have another question. They're not asking that. Those people focusing on Megillas Esther are only focusing on direction. Most of them. Right now we're focusing, okay, let's go to the two psukim. They say, look, it's different by Loit. Well, let's look at Loit. We got two psukim by Loit. So the direction is consistent with each other against Esther. But the titles are not consistent. So we have to figure out why the titles have changed. And we're pointing out that according to Rashi, which we're going to have to assume others are going to argue, but according to Rashi, when we go from young to old, Rashi seems to imply it's the exact same phrase, for exact same terminology, same people. Young to old started the Avera, young to old get punished. Implying that the young, is old, the same people. So now we got to figure out, what's Nar to Zokin, what's Katan to Gadol, why we use different words? What do the words mean? What does the word Nar mean? When you think of a guy who's a Nar, and you think of a guy who's a Katan, how's the difference? When you think of a guy who's a Zokin, and you think of a guy who's a Gadol, how do you change it out? That's the question we got to deal with. So now, the second question they ask, over there, is that it says, Va'anshe Yair, Anshe Sidoin, Minar Bat Zaken. When you learn the word Anoshim, normally, the word Anoshim, Ishim, implies that there's a certain age. When you say men of the town, normally men will exclude children. So when it says men of the town, Minar Bat Zaken, did you now say men of the town, and the grad was also Nar Bat Zaken? And that means a Nar means over 13? And then it would mean later on, Cotton is over 13? Or not? And a bigger question they ask. On these Pesukim Vayera, we have a general rule. The general rule of Judaism is, we do not punish children. We don't punish children. And in Parshas Chayasara, what Parshas is it this week? Chayasara. Everyone quotes, it's one of the first Rashis, no one gets punished until 20 years old. By Shemayim, you don't get punished until 20 years old. Even if you don't want to go 20 years old, you can go down to 13 years old for sure. People don't get punished until 13 years old. So when it says the word Nar and Zaken, or Katan and Gadol, what does Nar and Katan imply? Does it imply someone under the age of 13? If it does imply someone under the age of 13, then you now are faced with another question. Why are you punishing people under the age of 13? Let's say they were there. Let's say assuming that it's the same people and 10-year-old kids showed up to start up with the house. Okay, but we're not going to punish 10-year-old kids. So you could say a game. You could say again that when it says me nar va'ad zaken, the word nar implies over 13, under 13. And nar means underword. Everyone came, but when it changed the word till katan to tell you that the punishment was only on 13-year-olds, which would be funny. You'd land out saying that the word nar implies under 13 and katan does not imply under 13. Normally, when you think of things through, you should be flipping that script, no? You assume that katan means under 13 and nar. By a girl, a Nar is 12 years old. You can say by a boy, a Nar is 13 years old.
Nar and cotton, you can understand because the Gemara speaks a lot. A Nar, a cotton, Minayin, a cotton is father, Minayin. You know what cotton, but a Zokman and a Gadol is much more the question by a Zokman and a Gadol.
Okay, I was just about to say that as well. Because whatever we're going to explain in Nar and cotton, we still have to answer them why did it switch from Zokman to Gadol. So how do you explain the word? Again, we have four words being used here. It's young to old, but it's two different types of young and two different types of old. And we understand the schedule. So that's the question we're going to deal with a little bit now. So, according to Rashi, that Rashi learns that they're the same people. Because I think we accept that Rashi learns they're the same people. Because Rashi says those that began the problem are those that get punished first. So Rashi, I think on the most simplest interpretation, he's not explaining Rashi why the words are changed openly. He's only saying, but already they're the same people. Rashi's only explaining the order. Why does it say youth to old, youth to old? Because youth started, youth gets punished. He's not explaining the difference in the words. If you're learning in Rashi that the word Nar and Katan applies under 13, it means, because Rashi doesn't say what it means. It means youth. Maybe it's everybody. Maybe it's also over 13. Maybe not. Why would there be a reason to have the youth get punished over here? So I saw two gewaldic answers. Again, if it's under 13, one more Pshatovnik and one more Major Lumdus. The Pshatovnik one is simple. That means Be'etzim in a normal world, under normal circumstances, anyone under the age of 20 or 13, whatever gang you're going with, does not get punished. Avada, no, we don't punish people. But extenuating circumstances, we have to punish them. So what was going on over here? Over here, what's happening was, they were hiding inside the house. The angels were hiding. Lloyd was hiding the angels. They were protected inside the walls of the house. And then what happened is, they wanted to break down the door. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, the angels did, he made the angels surrounding the house blind, and it answers, it even says itself, Vayilu Limtzaya Pasach. They could not find the door. Because they were blind, they couldn't find the door. So the point of the punishment was not necessarily what we call evil punishment type of thing. It's not necessarily, Rashi again doesn't say it. It's not a punishment for the crime, it's to avoid a future crime. On avoidance of a future crime, it could be that you're going to punish the kids. Especially, I'm going to add on, what's the point of the crime? The point of the punishment here is to make sure that that door stays closed. So let's say you're blind 90% of the people. But the kids, you stay open. Why? Because kids can't go blind because you can't punish little kids. You know what's going to happen? The whole strategy makes no sense anymore. Because the old people are going to be crying, I can't see the door. What do you think the little kid's going to do? Oh, do is the door. I'm saying this, that the katanim became blind, but not because it was an oinish to become blind. It's a protection to come blind. You have to make sure these guys don't get to the door. You can't have half the town go blind. It's not going to help anything. There's no point. So we're blinding the kids, not us, oinish, a punishment to go after these people. It's partial protection, which means I'll give you an example. We don't punish on Shabbos. Bezdins are closed on Shabbos. We discussed Rosh Hashanah. Bezdins are closed on Shabbos, right? So I'll tell you Gvaldik Akasha. Shrein Master's Kasha. We didn't know that Bezdins closed on Shabbos. Okay, it's halacha. That means you can't find, the Torah can, if the halacha about the Taz is, if it says something in the Torah beferish, the Rabbanon can't make an issa. Not the Bezdin being closed on Shabbos is almost for sure a rabbinic issa. You can put someone in jail. There's a child of Adam as Sod, but Pasha, you can put a guy in jail. I mean, Rabbanon decide, for whatever reason, it's going to be writing and it's going to be dinim, whatever, it's not allowed. But if it's in the Torah, you can't stop it. So there's a story that goes on, Pasha Shalach, I think it's Shalach, Rebelli will tell me, that there was a person, whatever his whole case is, we're not going to get into, and he was Mechal Shabbos in the desert. Mekoshe Shetzim. What did they do with the Mekoshe Shetzim? They put him in jail on Shabbos. So one of the questions is, we need to put him in jail on Shabbos. We're not down on Shabbos, but they should have. What would happen today if someone's Mechal Shabbos? We wouldn't do anything to the guy on Shabbos. Much of Shabbos, or maybe Sunday morning. Sunday morning, the Bezdin would sit down, they call the Edim in, we go, let's go through the whole case. We're not stoning a guy on Shabbos, we're not arresting him on Shabbos. We don't arrest a guy on Shabbos. The police stations are closed. Defund the police one day a week. We do not allow them to work on Shabbos. The courts are closed, police are closed, everything is closed. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, did it. You can't have Moshe Rabbeinu doing something in the Torah that's against what's going on in the Rabbanit. Can't work. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu, and you read the Pesukim, now you could, the Ari showing him that you could read a certain way that says they didn't put him in jail till much of Shabbos. But the simple version of events by most of the Rishonim is that he went into jail on Shabbos. How do you put a guy in jail on Shabbos? So the answer is, as a punishment, as a bezdin, all these things, of course you don't put a guy in jail on Shabbos. Shabbos courts are closed. But there are certain times you will, for example, protection. You're protected on Shabbos. You know what would have happened if he would have been on the street? There might have been vigilante justice. The whole Klai Yisrael is going to say, this is Meshuggah and Mechal Shabbos. They're going to stone the guy on their own. Protection can be done on Shabbos. If maybe, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, a guy's about to run away. He's going to leave his wife in Aguna. So we should tell the wife right now, listen, come back tomorrow morning. Imagine the wife says, my husband's Mechal Shabbos. He's getting into a car. He's going away. I'm never going to get him again. Yeah, well, Sunday morning, we'll deal with it. Malbush American Kangaroo Court, right? Come back tomorrow morning. You can't do that. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, in that case, it could be you lock the guy up. We don't judge on Shabbos. We're not oinish on Shabbos, judging on Shabbos. We don't do these things. Protection, or what we call, it's not jail, it's overnight. What do they call it? It's not called a jail cell. There's two different things. There's prison and jail. When you put a guy overnight, a guy gets caught speeding, drunk driving.
No,
they put him in a cell, but the cell is not a punishment. It's a holding cell. Holding cell. Why is a holding cell in Jewish law might be allowed on Shabbos, according to his Rishonim? I had a guy's Mekoshe Shetzim. Yeah, holding cell. When it's not a punishment, it's allowed. So here you have these Ketanim running around with the Gedolim, and they're saying, break down the door. Let's break down the door. It says, by Yigshu Lishbar Adolis. They're looking to break the door down. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim come and they punish. Everyone's blind. Everyone is blind. Even the kids go blind. The kids, we don't punish kids. Yeah, we're not. Of course we don't punish kids. But when we need a protection, then we punish the kids. If we're going to allow the kids to remain unblind, if that's even a word, then there's no point. There's no point of blinding the adults and not the kids. So b'meila, the blindness on the katanim, including the word katan, means literally a katan, because it wasn't a punishment. What? Okay, so you're going a step better than me. You're saying it's not even a punishment rule to go blind. Okay, I don't know if that's true or not.
What was the punishment for?
Meanwhile, the chal punished.
They didn't go to an aver yet.
They were going to.
So you're saying, you're all saying like me, but it's a little better. You're saying it can't be a punishment to do anything wrong yet. Breaking down the door, asking things, not giving tzedakah. Okay, maybe. We discussed on Shabbos why they had to close the door and go to blindness. What do you want to say? Mitzrayim is an exception. So here we have the first answer like this. The first, now this answer again is not describing, it's not differentiating between the words again, nar and katan and zaken and gadol. It's only saying that if according to Rashi, which Rashi says it means the same, meaning the same means it includes adults and children, that's a step further, which probably that's how you learn it. Adults and children, how did the children get punished? Children got punished, it's not a classic punishment. And now my answer was not a classic punishment because you have to protect the people. Yeah, it doesn't work otherwise. Then I said something before, I don't remember what I said in the middle. You're saying it's not a punishment, didn't do anything wrong. You're saying blindness in general is not a punishment, that's a little far already. Answer number two, more of a famous answer, that the idea of the words, nar and katan, is because, we must have said this once before here, is that there's a question of what that means. What does it mean, how do you know that a katan doesn't get punished? Why shouldn't we punish a katan? I don't know. We know a katan becomes, what age he becomes a katan? 13 years old. 13 years old is a male, 12 for a girl. Until then, you don't get punished. What makes someone an adult at 13? We have psukim, the Torah, we have stuff like that. But we famous Yesod in the Rosh, and almost fully acceptable, is that when it comes to anything that's called measurements, we've definitely spoken about this before, when it comes to anything that's a measurement, it does not apply to goyim. Measurements don't apply to goyim. That's an halacha machina. So if a goy would eat Eiv Menachai, doesn't have to wait to eat a kazayas. Kazayas is a Jewish thing. If a goy is going to steal, we have a concept called a pruta. They don't have a pruta. Because what's called shiurim, which is halacha machina Sinai, is given to the Jews. Shiurim, which is measurements, measurement means age, measurement means size of the kazayas. Measurements are given for the Yidden only. And therefore becomes the famous Yisrael Rechassam Sofer, quoted by others. Maybe really on a Rambam. At what point we have, if we are in control and we are administering capital punishment, so we will not punish a child, a Jewish child, until he's 13 years old. And a girl until she's 12 years old. Because the halacha of shurim is until you're adult. What about a goyish child? If a goy steals, we punish a goy. So, a goy, that's the exact phrase. That's what a goy gets tried as an adult when? Not based on age, because that's measurement, based on brain cells. That means some goyim will be judged when they're 7 years old. And for a racist comment, some goyim not till they're 50.
Because they catch him stealing in the young, so they try him
As an adult, but because it depends on the das. If they have the das, then we try him. And the Rambam seems to say this. The Chassam Sofer based on a Rambam, which would mean very galus to kapshat. That means goyim aren't judged the same as zmana we are. We have a zman, we have a shurim. Goyim could judge any time. So when I come up and I say, what am I saying here? We have a question, how to read the psukim, and the psukim, we're going now with the first simple interpretation. That what, when it came to the story of Sodom, we have the lashon nar, we have the lashon katan, and it implies, Rashi says that the same, it implies people under the age of 13. We don't punish people under the age of 13. Yeah, we don't punish Jews under the age of 13. But goyim, when they have the brain cells. So it's not far to say that kids who are surrounding a house, understanding that if we break the door down, we're going to get into the house. That's a level of das you need. To understand that the people in the house are roy, labi, or whatever phrase they're coming up to. To understand that this guy is the king, he became the shofet this day. Whatever cheshbonis they're all making, which the katana were included as Rashi points out, they started the whole game.
It's oinish. It's not about protection.
According to this answer, it's an oinish. Because by goyim, the oinish works even under the age of 13. According to the first answer, it's not an oinish. It's a new gang. It's either to help the adults, or it's a protection, or something like that. But according to this answer, in a chalami, when it comes to goyim, oinshim are allowed under 13. Now, it means that the whole town wasn't there. Unless there were no boys under the age of das. I don't know, whatever that means. It means in Sodom, as this part of the story, we're not talking about when it's destroyed. In this part of the story of Sodom, when we were grabbing the kids, and when the plague of blindness was affecting the nation of Sodom, I don't know if women were there at all, that it could include boys under the age of 13 over the age of das. So it could be a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, depends who he is. But all the kids who gathered around the house were considered bar das, and therefore they all punishment. So far, according to this easy answer, we have the approach being that in Sodom, we have no explanation yet for the different terminology. Others want to say, not like Rashi, and they want to say that when you read the psukim, that there's a difference in how you're going to interpret this. So you're starting out with the words, the sabol abayis minar va'adzoken. We are going upward in age. But we're going nar to zaken. And a few pesukim later, we're going up in age, and we're going cotton to gadol. And they want to point out on both of these things, like you said, all that the reason why it changed terminologies is to stress that it was not exactly the same people. Again, I'm not saying overall it might have been the same. There's a lot of the same people. There's a lot of overall, what do you call it, that people agree. There's some of the people are the same. There is a person who could be called a nar and a cotton. There is a person who could be called a zaken and a gadol. But not every nar is a cotton, not every cotton is a nar, not every zaken is a gadol, not every gadol is a zaken. That doesn't have to be the same. And the Torah changes the terminology because it's changing who is involved with the original cases. So how does that work out? So some want to say that the concept, let's go, what chance we do here? The concept, we'll do the Emek Dover first. The Emek Dover wants to learn that when it's talking about the Narva Adzokin, it's coming to tell you the Chiddush of how it works out. So he wants to say, he only attaches the adult, we're going to change it. And he wants to say that the reason why the Torah tells you the word zaken as opposed to gadol, let's go the easier side. We have a nar and a cotton and a zaken and a gadol. So what's a zaken and a gadol? That's a more understandable difference, that a zaken does not mean a gadol only. A zaken is limited. A gadol, we will say for easy conversation, is anyone from 13 years old and up. Gadol can mean a status symbol. Well, the guy's a gadol. So what happens now? A guy who's a status symbol, he's wearing his $10,000 suit, right? He's wearing expensive clothing. He wears, I don't want to say baseball cap because someone's going to scream at me, right? He holds himself chashev and everything like that, right? So what happens with that guy? When they say, listen, by the way, we want to break this door down. What does a guy with a golden shtekin, he's holding his golden stick, his $1,000 tie, oh, by the way, we need someone to come break the door down. You know what he says? Gay too. He's not going himself, right? He's saying what? He's ich bin du. I'm not going to break the door. So what's a bigger chiddush? The bigger chiddush to say, by the way, when it came to the breaking of the door, was even a gadol. That means normally a gadol should say, no, I'm not right. Yeah. So the Emek Dover says this. Emek Dover, by the way, asked this question. It's just very interesting. Shockingly, I'm telling you right now, shockingly, very few people that I found asked this question, how the language has changed in the Parsha of Light. I told you, let's get this straight. The Kadmoinim asked from Esther to Chayasara. Their question is the direction of age. And Esther, it says, let me go about cotton. You're going downward in age. And over here, they're vague. They're going upward in age. So when you have, that's how we got this. And we're going back to the partial life. We're saying, oh, let's go upward. Yeah, they're both going upward, but that's not even the same phrase. One's going Narvad Zokin and one's going Katvad Godol. So we're answering now, we're focusing on the difference of the terminology. We have to get back to that soon, what that means over there. So the idea is now that the Tziv asked this question by light. He says, what's up if the language changed? The Nasiv, one of my heroes, he only answers what I just told you. He doesn't answer the first part of the question. He says, I want to tell you why the Torah said the word Zaken, and then the Torah changed it to the word Gadol, because each one is to imply how bad these people are. The Zaken is bad when it comes to Tivus, and the Gadol is bad when it comes to breaking the door down. He doesn't then switch over to say how bad it is on the other side. It's found a little strange. So, by the spies, the Lashon of the Pasuk is there in Devarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the story, it says they came to me. What was it? Aleph. Vatikvu nalai kulchem. They all came to me to complain about the spies. And Rashi there says that kulchem means beruvuvia. Beruvuvia means they didn't come in a normal oifen. Everyone's just coming. Everyone's rushing the stage, as they say. Everyone's rushing the stage. Beruvuvia. Now, it doesn't say kulchem begadol, but it could be that the issue with Stoim, was that the reason why the Torah is going in an upper direction. I'm not explaining now the differences in the Lashonis. Why over there we're going in an upper direction and by Esther we're going in a downward direction. Because by Esther, we're inviting people to a party. People want to come to a party. Who you invite first? You invite the Gedolim first. You invite the Gedolim first. L'migodol v'akotn. Then you find out how many seats you have left. And then you invite the second round invitations. But first, you're trying to make a chashuva party. But when it comes to Stoim, when they're doing things wrong, when you're doing things wrong, what happens is the ketanim start because they have the power and the gedolim follow. Almost like in politics. You're thinking the same thing. When the leaders are following the people. It's not the people following the leaders. The leaders are saying, what do they want? Where do the people go that I shall become the leader? You know the famous line? It's by a French philosopher from the time of Napoleon. Where does the masses go that I shall lead them? So the idea was, just as a stam thing to understand, that when we talk about directions of how the Torah is going to describe it. And this is not a perfect thing, but it's almost always when we're describing a scene like Sodom, then we talk about the young ones first. Rashi says they started the sin, they get punished first. We're saying not that they started the sin only. The problem is that the gedolim were following tanim. Can't do that. What you have to do is you have to have the tanim being followed the gedolim, which means when the gedolim are bedaitim, obviously not the gedolim that are ketanim, not the gedolim are narim.